The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Made it all the way back to a Friday morning, everyone. It's 5 a.m., and it's Friday, the 17th of September, 2021. Everybody's on the job. Much cooler this morning, 75, going on a motorcycle, long motorcycle ride. As soon as the radio show's over with a bunch of friends this morning. Tomorrow's Saturday, better day, 92. Sunday, maybe some storms comes in, and 90. Tom has the news on a Friday morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I bet you if you could end the program earlier, you'd be on that motorcycle
right now.
Right now. That's right. Colorado is reopening COVID-19 testing sites due to the newest surge in cases and new testing requirements. The sites were closed this summer when cases dropped. Meanwhile, an FDA advisory committee meets today to determine if a booster shot of the COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, or even necessary for those 16 years of age or over. This news is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast. Rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99. Head to Wendy's for a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99 during breakfast hours. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. The Denver School Board takes up the possible censure today of board member Tay Anderson. An independent investigation of sexual assault claims against Anderson found no assault, but did cite inappropriate flirting and intimidating social media posts. The board meets this afternoon at 1 o'clock. An expected 700 people will protest the arrests of the January 6th rioters tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Fencing has been put up around the building once again, and police have asked the National Guard to help with crowd control. Aurora Police Union President Mark Sears expressed willingness to work with the Colorado Attorney General to make changes to department policing. His response comes after the release of a 112-page report which cited violations of state as well as federal law, much of which involved racial and use of force issues. The Colorado Geographic Naming Board is recommending a name change for Squaw Mountain in Clear Creek County. Indian Country Today says the word squaw is considered offensive, especially to indigenous women. The FBI is joining the search for 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The Florida woman disappeared after a cross-country road trip with her fiancé, who is refusing to help with the investigation, invoking his Fifth Amendment right. A survey from the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center finds 56% of those polled could name the three branches of government. That's pretty good. 74% could identify that the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, but fewer knew it also protected religion, freedom of the press, and the right to assemble. Just over 60% think freedom of speech applies to privately owned social media. European stock markets opened higher today, and Asian stocks steadied after losses earlier this week. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 0.25%. Dow and NASDAQ futures are down 0.2%. In advance of this morning's opening, and Pete, that's real news.
Morning, everyone. Friday, the 17th of September, 2021. Cooler 75. That's good news. 92 tomorrow, 90 Sunday, and back to work Monday. We have rain in the cast and 73 degrees. Much to talk about. Tina Peters is back. She returned to the Tina Peters rally. Stand with Tina. She came back, and a lot of other people were up there speechifying, and it's really fascinating stuff to watch. I will open with the wall of hate.
Okay.
There it goes.
All right.
The wall of hate. I walked into this morning. Please, and it's interesting, Mike Lindell is now trying to get his ads back on Fox. I don't know if you've seen that, and they don't want his ads.
Oh, is that right?
No, they're rejecting him. After, I'll just read this to you before we get to Tina Peters. After angrily yanking MyPillow ads from Fox in July, the pillow mogul has tried at least three times to advertise on Fox, but no matter what changes he's made, they keep saying no. In late July, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow CEO, who made a new name for himself as one of Donald Trump's most diehard political supporters and 2020 election dead-enders, irately announced he was yanking his pillow ads from Fox News. The immediate source of tension between the MAGA, the MAGA, pillow magnet, and pro-Trump cable news giant. I've been reading every afternoon more about Fox, and I got some stuff to perhaps add to this. Anyhow, so now the network refuses to run ads mentioning Lindell's then-coming cyber symposium, which was a total fraud and a flop. So they wouldn't take those ads, so he got the jaws and laid a salvo, the media mini-saga of bruised feelings, constant accusations of censorship, election hacking, and political extremities, Lindell and Fox. And if things weren't crazy enough, remember I talked about how he appeared on Tuesday, Lindell teamed up with Jim Baker.
Yeah.
A
mm-hmm.
true fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, a great fraud. You and I talked about it, mm-hmm. and they were selling Bible pillows
uh-huh.
for children.
Yeah.
And now this story breaks tomorrow. This war between, it breaks actually last night, between Lindell and Fox, and they don't want his ads. And so Lindell and Fox, the mogul, began trying to rekindle, and I'm reading this, the advertising bond with Fox following the speedy MyPillow withdrawal. But the overture towards a Fox-Lindell detente only went so far. Fox said no, they reject his ads.
And he was the one who pulled his ads,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Now, this
I
also,
mean, Fox didn't pull them. He pulled them originally. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, MyPillow was done with Fox, is
yeah.
what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants back. Now, this
yeah.
has I see the world. Lindell is, if nothing more, I used to think he was a true believer.
Mm-hmm.
And he still may be, but I also think he's a total opportunist.
Mm-hmm.
Why else would he appear with Jim Baker?
With Jim Baker, yeah.
Who was a total con.
Certifiably a
and a fraud. He went to jail. He went to prison for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so Lindell needs money. This is the only answer. He sold his airplane, even mm-hmm. though these people believe he didn't sell his airplane. The FAA says he sold his airplane.
Mm-hmm.
He's being sued. They've given the green light for Dominion to sue him. That's what kind of froze him in his tracks at the Corn Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So now he appears with, he needs money. The only reason he wants to go back on Fox is to sell pillows.
Is to sell pillows, yeah, sure.
And he needs money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Trump era, of course, is what we're going to talk about again as always, but MyPillow is done. Now, the ad rejected by Fox, I'm back to reading this. Remember when we talked about he did promo codes and he did those specials at frankspeech.com, MyPillow products and MyStone products were his other one. And all this crazy election fraud conspiracy theories. And so now the third Frank Speech ad to run on the network, they've dumped him. And they said, no, we don't want you back. What does that say? They're on to him.
Yeah.
What does
mm-hmm.
it say? You know, for whomever wants to believe whatever they want, this is America. You can believe, you know, you can haul coal in your mouth if you want to. They don't want Fox does not want mm-hmm. him back.
No.
Lindell, on the other hand, has teamed up with Jim Baker. Now, let me read you the opening salvo this morning. I came into this.
Before the show starts. Okay.
Please watch Mike Lindell's video on Tina Peters, dated September 16th. That was Tina Peters reappears in Colorado. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she'll be arrested. It goes over the image that was taken of the Mesa County machines. When this is over, the people will support Tina, will sue you, 710 KNUS, and sue Peter Boyles for besmirching her character. It's going to be tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope Mike Lindell can become the new owner of 710 KNUS along with Tina Peters. This is opening line here. Your disgraceful reporting has helped sway the minds of stupid liberals and ignorant middle of the readers, whatever that is. I'm sure she means roters, but uh-huh. comes out readers. Your reporting needs to be taken to task when it's over. May God reveal the lie that you atheists have told and forever prevent Peter Boyles or other liars from using your station as a platform for destroying America, promoting their religion of atheism, slandering godly people like Tina and Mike. Hell awaits those who deny Christ, leading others to destruction. Well, dear lady, because she signs it and she's got the heart to sign it, which is a lot better than, most of these people do.
Yeah.
You understand, Tina Peters is in trouble. And she illegally let an unauthorized person access the machines and downloaded the hard drive information. She also illegally shut off the video monitoring the equipment to make that possible. Plus, she went through all of this not to prove anything other than the stolen info that she gave to Lindell. So, and you can read all about that. But anyway, so Tina Peters came back into Colorado, and Lindell already had a video set to go because he was hiding her out. Remember, he was, I mean, to this lovely woman who sends us texting, we're going to hell. But I think it's fascinating that he already dropped a video. And, of course, I mean, and right now, I mean, I used to look at Lindell kind of as a goof. You know, he was, you know, and that, but he's been replaced by Lynn Wood. I mean, clearly Lynn Wood is now the laughingstock, crown prince of
goofism.
Of you know, the election was stolen. But now Lindell's kind of become semi-dangerous, or quasi-dangerous. You know, he's a dangerous character.
It's sounding like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, not to be afraid of him. He's just he's just dangerous.
Right.
And so now he's trying to get back on Fox, and I'm really reading a lot about Fox, and it's really interesting stuff about the two sons, Lacken and James, and the split that they had. But and I'd read the book that Wolf wrote about what happened when they got rid of Roger Ailes, and that's really a brilliant story. But then now Rupert Murdoch, and so I didn't realize what an enormous ratings hit Fox News took when Fox calls Arizona that night for Biden. And the poor guy who actually did the statistical right thing, it was absolutely spot on. They fired him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they fired that guy. Okay. And I don't know if we could ever find him, Billy, to talk to him. But he got fired. He destroyed his life. And it was Rupert Murdoch that did it. But Rupert Murdoch and Donald Trump is an interesting relationship, according to insiders. And Donald Trump believed that he made Fox News, and there's probably a lot of truth to that, that Fox News...
They kind of made each other.
Well,
you know, but you're right.
But Trump probably more made Fox than Fox made Trump. But then the part that they crossed the line on, they're showing people like Sean Hannity, who's now in trouble, and all these other people coming out, and some of them are being sued, going to Trump rallies. They're supposed to be, you know, fair and balanced, and they're anything but. And that's okay, too. I mean, I, you know, that's their world. But they're appearing, especially Hannity. And especially in a time when it's pretty clear that to anybody with room temperature IQ that Trump's been beat. So then it gets to the Murdochs. And the two brothers, hardly, I didn't realize this until my reading, they rarely, if ever, even speak anymore.
Really? I didn't know that at all.
It's that bad.
Wow.
And it's James and Lacken. And so then one of them, it's very, very rough relationship even with his own father. In the middle of all of this, you know, comes a ratings drop, and then that's the rise of Newsmax really takes. So Newsmax goes full bore, Trump got this stolen from him, which now is getting them sued. And so did OAN, which is getting them sued. In the middle of this is a guy who had no business playing with the big boys, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is no more prepared to play in that game. And so they kind of clown use Lindell. And they're making money off of him, and well, the company we work for, we'll pay him, play a Mike Lindell ad. But now Lindell is trying to get his ads back on Fox, and they're rejecting him. And boy, what an interesting moment that is.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah. And I think that it's telltale. But again, this lovely woman who wants me to go to hell and be sued by Mike Lindell
and have him take over the radio station.
Mike Lindell, run the radio station. All right. Craig, you're on the radio station. Good morning. Welcome to Mike Lindell Show. Hi.
Good morning, Pete. You had a caller yesterday mentioned that Hillary Clinton claimed there was fraud in the election, the reason that she lost to Donald Trump in 2016.
Yeah, she did.
And then you said Obama told her to knock it off.
My understanding from reading a book called Shattered,
Okay, why did the Democrats then for 4 years continue the narrative that Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians to win the election?
I can't answer that. You want me to speak for the Democratic Party?
Well, I mean, if you have the inside...
I read a book. Listen to me. I read a book called Shattered. I would recommend it to you. It's a tremendous book on how Hillary Clinton lost. Now, if you want me to speak for the Democratic Party or do something to make you feel good, I'll do it for you because it's
Friday.
Well,
it has nothing to do with making me feel good. It just shows you the hypocrisy of the Democrats.
Well, what does that have to do with what you're talking about?
Well, no, you talk about how talk of fraud in the last election is non-existent.
Listen to me.
The Democrats for 4 years pushed the narrative that there was fraud in their election.
Okay, fine. Now, do you feel better?
Well, it's a fact.
Okay, now do you feel... Okay, then it makes it okay for you. They got to lie?
Well, no, it's just that you just...
I'm not me. Listen,
You said Obama was in charge, told Hillary did not...
I never said Obama was in charge. Now, let me try you again. Craig, stop right there. All right, please. I want you to go today, or you can go online and download a book called Shattered. Have you ever read it?
I have not.
Well, then you're talking about a movie you've never seen. In the book Shattered, Hillary Clinton, unlike Donald Trump in that evening, cannot believe that she'd been beaten by Donald Trump and refuses to call Donald Trump, and which Donald Trump refuses to call Joe Biden, and say, "You won," which is the gentlemanly thing to do. And she's also probably drunk and refuses to Podesta. I'm going to put you on hold, and if you don't interrupt, I'll put you on. You can speak. So Podesta gets a phone call from Obama saying, "What is she doing?" And Podesta tells him. He said, "Let me talk to her." And this is according to the book. I wasn't in the room, Craig. It has nothing to do with Republicanism. So he says to her, "You got to call Donald Trump." She's drunk. She finally calls Donald Trump and admits that he won. Prior to that, according to witnesses, she throws a sheet cake through a big screen TV. Podesta goes out on the stage that night in the Javits Center and tells the gathered Democrats the fight continues, although she'd already conceded. The next day, she comes out, she's hungover, and starts talking about something called the Rising. And that's when the pussy hat showed up and did all the demonstrations that Trump had stolen the election. Now, that's what I've read in several books. I'm not going to defend anybody else's book because I didn't write it. Now, go ahead.
Well, no, I've heard the same exact thing. Podesta had to come out and give basically, well, he said, you know, it's not over. You know, all the followers of Hillary were all upset that it looked like she was going to lose. He came out and made the statement that the election, the count wasn't over. They
but
would
it was
all
over.
Gather again
and,
the
but,
next day.
It was
and
over.
There were rumors that she had torn apart the hotel room.
Mm-hmm. It was over. She lost.
But again, it's just the fact that the Democrats weren't willing to accept it. She may have been told to, you know, pipe down and accept it, but the Democrats didn't accept
okay.
it.
Okay, and what does that prove?
Well, that there's nothing wrong with those of us that think we don't have to accept the fact that
fine.
Biden won the election.
Were the Democrats right?
They couldn't prove it in court.
Okay, man, take care of yourself. All right, it's open lines, 303-696-1971. My brain will explode. From my friend who puts me in hell this morning, let's hope you're fired or resign when the Arizona retracts their electors. Or since your atheist buddies don't believe everything liberal writers write, hell is full of them. And on that kind note, Lindell tries to get back his ads back on Fox. They keep rejecting him. Why do you think they don't want Lindell back? Because he's crazy. The only answer, the only legit answer you have is they don't want his money. Mm. When they don't want your money.
Well, you know, and he took his money and ran. He said, cancel my ads.
No, he's
I want nothing to do with you.
Now he's losing his rear end.
Yes,
and so
he is. So now he says, I want plenty to do with you. Help me make money.
And he appears with a fellow con man, Jim Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Baker's, that's his new wife, by the way. I had to go look at that.
She's, oh, yeah?
She's a blonde woman. She's no Tammy Faye.
I was going to say, does she look like Tammy Faye?
No, but apparently there's a film coming about Tammy Faye.
Huh?
I didn't know that either. But
produced by? Who knows?
Who knows?
Mike Lindell.
Oh, yeah. No, actually,
I don't know.
You know, Tammy Faye Baker is a real interesting study.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really is.
Uh-huh.
Remember, it was Paul and Jan?
Crouch.
She had that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What a haircut she had.
I know.
Why come those events? No, I don't want to do that to you. That's
not
fair.
I don't know how come, but it certainly was the style.
All right, here's my question. Who is they? They are controlling you. They are silencing you. They do these things. They. Who's they?
Well, they are perverse.
Who are they?
can I get a raise from they?
Who are they?
I want to talk to they because I need a raise then. Because if they're controlling the show, I'm getting screwed.
They control you.
They are all around.
They are paying you.
I want to. At least they could provide breakfast. I mean, something.
All right,
I mean,
so,
you know, better coffee.
303-696-1971. Who's they?
They are around.
They are controlling the show.
That's right.
My KNUS hosted by Tina Peters. This woman won't let up this morning. We'll just keep reading them.
All right, well,
I'd love to have Tina Peters on the show. This woman, if you know her, please, for heaven's sakes.
Call.
Sure, of course. Yeah. I'd like Jenna Ellis on the show. Mm-hmm. I'd like all those people.
Sure.
They are controlling you. All right. Billy, who is they? Beats the hell out of you. Sir, who's they?
I don't know. Check it on the internet. They'll tell you. They will tell you.
If I ask you this musical question, 303-696-1971, who is they, what would you say? Who they are?
No.
Huh? Sounds like Abbott Costello.
They be. Yeah,
second, third
does.
Base.
Who's on first?
That's right, third base. 75 and much cooler, 92 and then 90. 710 KNUS, the third episode of The Shoot, this time with Sean Duffy, drops at 6 o'clock this morning, MC1 Honor Run. On a radio show this morning, she's great. We've become friends. Her husband, Dave Baldwin, who was killed that started MC1, Dave's wife, Crystal Baldwin's on the radio show this morning. Father Andre's back on this morning, Advocates for Recovery. And then, I love this book. I read it a year and a half ago. It's called The Lone Star Speaks. This woman knocked us out of the water. The untold stories about the JFK assassination. Her name is Katana Zachary. And she's just a hit. Billy and I, we fell in love with her, and so she's coming back on the show this morning. This is also the Republican Party big get-together. Tonight, they'll give participation trophies. Everybody gets a trophy that plays.
Right.
And then they're going to figure out how to screw up Colorado all in one day. So it is your turn. Who's they? 303-696-1971. Who is they? They that control things, they that do things, they that do these many things, they controlling all of this, they who control this radio show. And why won't Fox News take Mike Lindell's money? And Tina Peters is back. What more do they want? Just a second. Oh, she said they are followers of Joseph Campbell. Lady, I mean, you know, that besmirches Joseph Campbell. Joseph Campbell was a historian and a mythologist and this brilliant writer. I don't follow him. It's like, do you follow you, Trevor Roper? Do you follow AJP Taylor? Do you follow William Appleman Williams? And they're historians. You don't follow them. Yeek. All right, that's part of they.
That's part of they.
So there they are.
Uh-huh.
It's Friday morning, everyone. 303-696-1971. They are in charge. They are here. They are much colder today. Hang on. Made it to a Friday morning, everyone. 5:32:28 before the hour. Got a packed house. Got some open lines. 303-696-1971-75 will be the high. We're talking about the Murdochs. And now Piers Morgan got the gig. Man, Rupert Murdoch is a smart guy. And they put him back on. They gave him the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they're going to use him on Fox, apparently, in the U.S. And then his son, James, And James, we talked earlier, I'm reading about the civil war inside of the Murdoch family, and the News Corp's executive chairman, Rupert Murdoch's son, who is a climate activist, and he's using all of that money to fund this leftist organization, I'm reading about it, that's behind Google and Facebook. And then the other son is on the other side, and then they hire Piers Morgan. And that was a brilliant move. Hiring Piers Morgan is just, I thought, when I saw that on the internet yesterday, I thought, wow, what a smart move. He is the Limbaugh-esque character of Great Britain. And when Oprah did that sit-down with those two goofs, and he took them all down, and remember, they got rid of him. This is the politically correct universe of the, and the British media is far worse, as bad as the U.S. media is, the British are worse. So what does Rupert do? He brings them back. I thought, hey, good shot. All right, homebuyers are, again, have a lot on their plate these days. They're finding the right agent and finding a lender and forgetting their, again, you got a dream home out there. They can really stressfully help you. I mean, it's a very stressful time, and they can undo the stress. American Financing, let them guide you through the pre-approval process. I mentioned they did it for me. Customize the perfect loan rate. Connect you, do this right when it comes to doing it right. Really the one-stop shop. No obligations, no upfront fees, no hidden fees. Lock into a low rate now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. Lower your monthly payment and tighten up the amount of time that you owe. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000 is the number. They answer the phone. You get it underway. With the inflation running like it is, who knows what's going to be next? So why not do it now and do it fast? I would call them this morning if you get the moment. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. So here's a jump ball question. Who's they? How many times have you listened to talk radio or sat in a bar or in a discussion in school or at work, and somebody says, well, they say. And they said, well, I heard them say it. And then you stop, and it's like this last call. Did you read the book? No. Well, it's kind of important. It's like, You're entitled to your own beliefs, but you're not entitled to your own facts. You're entitled to your First Amendment right, but you're not entitled to lie. And I watch this stuff, and I see it as a deadly poison now in our society because of the strangeness of a belief system. And this Lindell character is a classic example. Tina Peters is back. Lindell had, a pre-prepared video, I'm guessing a video. And Lindell was, he's the poster child for this craziness. Yet, there are people, I hear from them, they call, they send me text putting me in hell because it confronts their belief in this attack or the followers of Joseph Campbell. A lot of people don't know who Joseph Campbell was. He's passed away. And Joseph Campbell, I had the chance to meet Joseph Campbell. He was very ill, and I was doing mornings on KOA, 9 to noon on KOA, and I have an autographed Joseph Campbell book, The Animal Way of Animal Powers. And Joseph Campbell had something called the monomyth, and what he had done, it studied mythology, certainly, but stories of heroes and the life of Jesus, the Arthurian legends, Ulysses, a list of people, the best example I can give, and I wrote it in a column, was Luke Skywalker. He's part of what's called the monomyth. They all have this mythology, you know, the struggle, the starting out, the return, and the triumphantness of the return. And it's done again and again and again and again and again, and it's part of legend. But it's one myth, but it's the monomyth. Everyone shares it. Muhammad is the monomyth. And there is even some discrepancy about, you know, whether even in fact there was a Muhammad. And I'm willing to listen to that. Certainly Robert Spencer writes about it. But there is no Moses. He's part of the monomyth, the monomyth of Moses. the Arthurian legends, you know, the Sword in the Stone. Like Luke Skywalker, young kid. And what was that planet? Tatooine? Was that the planet? Tatooine. Anyhow, and he comes into who he is and triumphantly returns. The life of Jesus is a monomyth. Moses is a monomyth. There are these mythological, and I know it's angering you up, but the analysis is really everywhere. And Donald Trump is, you know, the savior, and Donald Trump is also the martyr. And it's the monomyth. People love to believe them. It satisfies some inner part. And then when Campbell talked about animal powers, which is his other one, which is really true. So I kind of see it this way. So let me go to the scoreboard here. They is the preferred pronoun of Mike Lindell's gender-fluid alter ego. Huh. I went and read Bob Woodward if it was the only thing to read in an outhouse. Or Joseph Campbell. That's a brilliant approach to life. And whatever I can do, don't read anything that would go against what I believe. That's really what that is saying. And therein lies the problem. So who is they? They said this, they say that. And reading a lot about the internals in Fox, especially in the aftermath of the election, and Donald Trump, and I think he can make a case for it, he made Fox. Fox says, well, we went for a ride, and they skyrocketed. I mean, one of the things that drives this business is ratings. Ratings equal revenue. And if anybody understands revenue, it's Rupert Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch's watching Fox skyrocket in the numbers because they are pro-Donald Trump. But then comes the moment. Donald Trump loses. That night, the Arizona call, and there's numbers of people writing about, huh? And they fired people. Rupert Murdoch, this got rid of the people, or he ordered the getting rid of the people who made that call. And the Trumps are on the phone, and they're calling the Murdochs. Reverse, reverse, reverse Arizona. And as one of the books said, Rupert Murdoch is alleged to have said, F Trump. Apparently never liked Donald Trump, pretended that he did, which is a real Rupert Murdoch-esque move, because it meant millions of dollars in revenue. He had gotten rid of Roger Ailes, which was part of this whole thing, because Roger Ailes was a very powerful Republican operative. And then he switches that. Rupert Murdoch brings him in, and they create Fox, and it's brilliant. It's an absolutely terrific move. It's a financial success. It's a success on many levels. They have to get rid of Ailes, which causes, you know, many problems internally. And then that night comes and they call Arizona. And according to three different books that I have read and numbers of articles, the Bush people, close enough, right? The Trump people were on the phone calling up every connection that they have into the Murdoch organization, having them or trying to get them to reverse Arizona, the call on Arizona. And, of course, they can't. They know that it's that they know they've made the right call, and that begins it. So then the next day when Donald Trump begins his attacks, then what happens to Fox News? The ratings drop like a rock, and it's the rise of OAN, it's the rise of Newsmax, it's the rise of Crazy Talk Radio. All of this begins pretty much at that point. So Rupert, who can't take the hit, he fires people. And they try, and this also gets Lou Dobbs in trouble. Gets, what's her name, Jerrine Pryor, is that her name, Pryor? Gets her in trouble. And Hannity doesn't know what to do. And there's a clash between Tucker Carlson and Hannity. And it's all internally taking place. And so it is what it is today. I don't know. Some of this stuff, it's not even worth reading on the air because it's pretty nasty. Your Joseph Campbell books as a safety backup under the seat of your car. If you get stuck in the woods, use Joseph Campbell as TP instead of a pine cone. Okay. Did you know about the biopic coming out today, The Eyes of Tammy Faye? I mentioned it. I mentioned there's a film coming out about Tammy Faye Baker. So where does Mike Lindell end up with her former mister? A con man of the third, fourth, and he's a fifth-degree black belt con man. Jim Baker. I see these things for what they are, and I'm puzzled that many people can't, but what the hey, right? So some of this will go down to Pueblo this weekend, and they are the establishment, as was said, and they will see what they do next. Don't know. But it's a defining moment for the Republican Party in Colorado this weekend, whether or not we'll open or close primaries, and we will see what they do next. But when you see Lindell trying to get his ads back on Fox and they won't take his money, that's speaking volumes. And I would bet, I don't know how far up the ladder that call goes, but somebody had to ask Rupert. You bet on that. That kind of dough, 10, 15, maybe, I don't know how much money the man spends. When you put that kind of dough down in front of somebody and they say, no, we don't want your money. In fact, we want nothing more to do with you. What are they saying? What does that say to the mythology that seems to dominate talk radio and all these places now that are being sued? And they're like cats in a sandbox trying to get out of it. And they can't. I don't know. We all will live long enough and we will see how it ends. But after angrily yanking my pillow ads from Fox in July, the pillow mogul has tried at least three times to advertise on Fox. No matter what changes he's made, they say no. Back after this. Ten before the hour. Happy Friday. 75 will be the high, 92 tomorrow. Father Andre's back on. He's been very ill, had COVID. Was not vaccinated. He's my closest friend. He's probably the closest thing I have to a priest. He was damn sick. I understand John Bandemir was in the hospital as well. I don't know if John was vaxxed or not, but the best of recovery to John. Father Andre, I know, didn't have a vax. And he was real sick. He's on the show this morning. Crystal Baldwin, the widow of Dave Baldwin. Vincent from Steps on the show. A remarkable book, and this will be our second or third time. The Lone Star Speaks, The Untold Texas Stories About the JFK Assassination. I love this woman, and she's on a radio show with us this morning. It's a good way to go out on a Friday. Right about a couple minutes from now, episode 3 of The Shoot will drop with Sean Duffy on the website 710knus.com. There truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. Want the best countertops, wholesale pricing? Contact Mitch Floria, the Art of Granite. Mitch is an expert. He's a craftsman. Can turn quartz and granite and marble, other materials, into true works of art right in your home. You can schedule a virtual consultation with Mitch by calling 303-386-5919. Visit his website, artofgranite.com. Start dreaming about your new countertops. Mitch provides the granite from his own warehouse in gold and wholesale pricing. No markups. You can get the most for your budget. Mention 710KNUS and get a bathroom countertop free with the purchase of your fantastic new kitchen countertops. Kitchen, bathroom, sinks free. Purchase of any countertop package. Give Mitch a call, 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. He's the good man. Let them come and do the job. The artofgranite.com, 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 303-386-5919. A week from this Sunday is the MC1 Honor Run. And that's why Crystal will be on the show this morning. But go to the website. This is really important. The MC1 Foundation started when her husband, Dave Baldwin, Sergeant Dave Baldwin, was killed in the head-on while he was on duty, and his call sign was MC1, Motorcycle 1. And that began the MC1 Foundation that selects different employees. And again, these are men and women in law enforcement terribly injured in line of duty. This is the 8th time we've done it. So here we go, 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Stay right here. Right back on the other side, Vincent will join us. Crystal Baldwin with us. Father Andre with us. It's one of those houses. 710 KNUS, who are they? That guy said, you don't want to know. Friday, September the 17th. Of course I do. Stay here.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.